بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah,
who is Al-Mannan?
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. The program is Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Ata, the host of this program. Sayyid Zain is over here. Assalamu alaikum, Sayyid. Welcome to the show.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
During the imposed Zio-American war on Islamic Republic of Iran, we have lost so many civilians. So our leader, you know, our martyred rahbar, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, so many people have lost their lives. So many of them children, 168 schoolgirls and boys of Minab school, you know, in one day, one attack, they have lost their lives. So these people reached martyrdom and, you know, residential areas were attacked. And civilians lost their lives. So this was not the war of them, you know. This was not the military war with the military guys and the forces. There were civilians living among us in the cities. And unfortunately, they were attacked and they lost their lives. So one question is the martyrdom that these people reach, okay? So they were not active in fight against tyranny or oppression. They were all the members of this society. And all of a sudden, in a bombardment, they got killed. Are they considered as a martyr, Sayyid, or not?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Before I answer that question, I just want to comment on that idea of civilians being attacked.
Mm.
And if you look at the enemy, if you look at you know, the United States, Israel specifically, in the last few years, but not just that, starting from the Nakba and all that time, that this is their nature. Right, they go and they label, you know, other people terrorists, but they're the greatest terrorists on the face of the earth. Terrorism being targeting civilians for, you know, some kind of a purpose, political purpose or a military purpose, but that deliberate targeting of civilians, that is the definition of terrorism. Okay, and you see that, you know, in Israel, right? So Gaza, what we've seen in the last 2 years, more than 2 years now, is exactly that. They have, you know, demolished the whole Gaza Strip. Genocide has been committed. And, you know, there's scholars, even Israeli scholars, who have called it a genocide. You have deliberate attack of upon civilians in the West Bank. You have the, you know, the torture. And, you know, it's difficult to say, but, you know, sexual assaults on these prisoners,
yeah,
right, in the West Bank.
Yes.
You have deliberate attack on Lebanon, the civilians demolishing entire villages there, and in Iran as well. The school in Minab, we saw hospitals were attacked.
Yes.
You know,
ambulances, you know,
right,
fire
right.
agencies, that's right.
And
fire stations.
And basically, you know, like, if and especially if you focus on the Minab school attack, because we know a little bit more about that and people have spoken about that, right? It's very difficult to accept this argument that it was a mistake, right? Especially knowing what kind of technology the United States has and brags about, type of video surveillance they have, the Tomahawk missiles and the cameras that are there present on these missiles. And apart from that, the satellite imagery that they have, live imagery at all times, right? To now say, justify this, oh, it was just a mistake, is just not acceptable. Which shows that these people are bloodthirsty people. These people are terrorists. They, you know, fit the definition of terrorism.
Yes.
Right. We're not just kind of, you know, making these claims out like that. No, they are terrorists by definition, you know. And, you know, this is their nature. They want to put fear in the hearts of people by doing these kind of things. They want to show it to the people that, okay, if you take a stand against us, we're going to, you know, harm you. We're going to take your world away. We're going to take your children away, take your family away,
mm-hmm.
right? And you see over here as well, the city we are in, you know, entire houses were demolished while the families were there. They were targeting, you know, military personnel. Okay. But the entire house was demolished, amongst them kids and family members, and the neighboring houses as well.
Right,
yes,
the neighboring houses.
So this is their nature.
Yes.
This is what we're, you know, facing. These are the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the enemies of Islam. And therefore, you know, we have to take a stand against them. Right. Now, coming back to your question.
Completely in opposition to what Iran did, you know, because Iran has always observed the ethics of war.
Right. And I said that you'll escalate if you escalate, mm-hmm. right? But even there, it didn't escalate upon, you know, children and schools. And, mm-hmm. you know, it wasn't the case that because Minab was attacked, that Iran said that we're going to go and attack an Israeli school while mm-hmm. children are there. No. You know, so there are morals.
Although they could do that.
They could do that. They could have done it. But they didn't. Why? Because there is, you know, goodness. There is morality here.
Okay.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
So in this way, they are part of the jihad, all these people who lost their lives because they're living under this system, okay? So now the type of martyrdom that they reach is really important, and we could say, so the those who die unintentionally in bombings, you know, will they, for example, reach mm-hmm. or achieve a kind of good ending at the end of the day or not?
So the end of people, we don't really know.
We don't really know.
Allah's wisdom there and what Allah will decide regarding them, we don't really know. You know, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless them. Inshallah, you know, obviously it's under His power and wisdom that, you know, the life has been taken away, right? It's nobody dies except that Allah wills them to die.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and if a certain person is supposed to die in a certain place, then they will make their way to that place and, mm-hmm. you know, death will come, right? So it's on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power. But to say somebody who is not actively fighting this battle, whether they're shaheed, it's difficult to say that.
Yes.
Right? But at the same time, you should know that the fighting this battle is not just a physical fight. There might be other ways that, you know, somebody might be taking part in this jihad, in this struggle against this you know, evil enemy. It might be so much, you know, things like helping the people here on the ground, helping the war effort by taking care of the, you know, let's say the families of the shuhada or the poor people and the difficulties, economic difficulties that people have, you know, helping over there to help that war effort and to take part in this, you know, in the struggle. It might be, you know, what, you know, you're doing here, right, which is spreading the truth for the sake of the struggle. Right. You know, all of these things are counted as part of the struggle. And inshallah, you know, somebody is in that path mm-hmm. and they're struggling and they are doing this jihad in whatever kind of manner. And if they're killed, inshallah, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them that shahada. But for us, it's difficult to say which specific person has that level of shahada and who doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because we don't know the intentions that are in the hearts of the people. Yes, you know, certain people we know. They go out in the battlefield, they're fighting, and they yes. know that they're targets, yet they go and they fight, right? Rahbar Shaheed, he's definitely, you know, at that level of being a shaheed. Why? Because he knew that this could have happened, that this yes. would happen, and he took that stance and he was assassinated for it. Shahid Qasim Soleimani, same thing, right? And other shuhada of this war and people like that. So it really depends upon the intention of the person.
Yes.
It really depends upon how, you know, what they're doing and how they look at this war and their role in it. And also upon the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and whom He decides to give that level of shahada.
What about the rights of the other people and the deaths of the people on the shoulder? Because they are martyred, it doesn't necessarily mean that, for example, the deaths that is on them or, for example, the rights of the other people that are on them, okay, is now okay.
Right. So that is a very important idea to keep in mind. It can be the case that, you know, we have taken the rights of others throughout our lives and you're just like, okay, you know, shahada and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Although Allah also chooses who to give shahada to, mm-hmm. right? So maybe certain person who's like this, maybe Allah won't give him that level. But those rights are very, very important. And we have to, at the very least, have that intention and make that effort to make up those rights. It might take some time, right? But inshallah, if you're on that path, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inshallah forgive us, or he will make make it such that those rights are given to those people, so that we're not accountable as much on the day of judgment. Inshallah, it's in Allah's wisdom. But what we have to do is this, that I know that, okay, a bomb might fall anytime and I might, end up losing my life. And I also know that there are rights of other people on my shoulders, or the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, prayers that are qada, fasts that have been made up, okay? So now what I have to do is this, that, okay, death can come anytime, right? Inshallah, it's shahada. But at the same time, these rights, I have to make up for it. But I can't be hopeless here. I have to be hopeful. And if I am trying to make those up, if I have a plan for it, if I have an intention to do this, then inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is merciful and he wants what is good for his servants. And inshallah, he will do what is good for us over here and make up for those rights that have been lost.
We have a famous dua, for example, in Farsi language, we say, inshallah, aghwad bikhay bashi. May Allah give you a type of good ending, okay? So what does it mean exactly by having a good ending, in this life?
Right. So a good ending, one of those good endings would be shahada, of course.
Okay.
Right, where a person gives up everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised this in the Quran, and the Ahlul Bayt have praised this. Sayyidul Shuhada himself is an example for us, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So that will be one good ending. But generally it's to, die upon iman, die with, good actions that we haven't nullified through our bad actions, die with, forgiveness and on the right path. Now, what exactly that good ending looks like? Well, that's again in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say for myself that, okay, right now if I die, that I'll die upon a good ending.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know if those actions that I did, they will be accepted or not, right? A believer at all times is between hope and fear. He has fear that, okay, what if I haven't done anything worthwhile, okay? And he has hope that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so great and he is so good that he will accept this little from me,
mm-hmm.
right? So a believer is always between this hope and fear. But we don't know what our outcome will be. So much so that, you have scholars and urafa who say things. I think Imam Khomeini said something like this, that, that he wasn't sure that even two rak'ah of his prayers were actually accepted and mm-hmm. By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
And he is somebody who has, spent his entire life seeking religion and going and spiritually purifying himself, creating this amazing Islamic movement and government, and, so many people look up to him and all these things. He has that fear that what if, I'm not, I don't make it, right? And I think that fear has to be there. Nobody knows what the end outcome will be, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge. And therefore, all of us have to keep striving and keep hoping.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you, Master Zain, for a nice elaboration regarding the good ending of those people who die unintentionally in bombings, in war, something like that, during the wartime. Because they're kind of, you say it.
Alhamdulillah.
Thank you much, dear listeners, for being with us on IRIB English Radio, the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs, regarding the questions related to the recent imposed war on Iran. It was very kind of you. For more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان لعلي وحسين وحسان كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين